We turn now to an art exhibit here in New York City that examines the relationship between the rise of nationalism and censorship of the arts. NewsHour Weekend's Yvette Feliciano reports.
Countries from Poland to Hungary to Turkey are experiencing a rise in nationalism and the effects it can have on free speech. While this turmoil goes on, a new exhibit at New York's Neue Gallery, Before the Fall, examines art produced in Germany and Austria under the Third Reich, and what can happen to a culture when free speech is curtailed in the extreme.
The idea behind the exhibition is to think about how artists reacted to political, historical circumstances and how their work evolved during the 1930s. So it was really like thinking about, is there a potential in art to reflect on historical circumstances?
Dr. Olaf Peters is an art historian at Germany's Martin Luther University and the exhibit's curator. The show is a continuation of two previous Neue shows. Degenerate Art examined works that the Nazi Party publicly denigrated, while Berlin Metropolis looked at the rich artistic culture of Germany's capital in the 1920s. Adolf Hitler's Third Reich purged the modern art world after coming to power in 1933. It raided the influential Bauhaus Art School and shut it down. It did the same to the modern art wing of the German National Gallery. Hitler banned many artists from creating art altogether.
You had an extremely strong and rich art scene during the 1920s in Germany. For me, the question was always, what happened to this art scene?
Peter says that many artists camouflage their beliefs using conventional art forms. Still lifes and portraits became heavy with symbolism. Landscapes like the 1936 painting Expectation by German artist Richard Utze depicted dark and foreboding scenes.
It's a little bit apocalyptic landscape on the one side, and you have on the other side a group of people standing there and looking maybe into a dark or unknown future.
Those artists who did not conform could not find a safe venue for their work.
How was their work received at the time by the public?
Some are so overt when it comes to critique of the circumstances, the living conditions of the Third Reich, that it's impossible to show them.
One artist who chose self-exile was the German painter Max Beckmann, who left Germany for the Netherlands in 1937. There he painted a work called Bird's Hell, which contains political references to the Nazi Party.
It was painted 1 year after Max Beckmann had left Germany. And in Amsterdam, he made the decision to create this allegory of his country, where you can see the birds torturing, for example, saluting.
Some artists paid the ultimate price for their work. One was a Jewish-Austrian artist named Friedel Dieker Brandeis.
She was highly political. She studied at the Bauhaus in Weimar in Germany, went back to Austria and developed some, let's say, political montages or collages in the early 1930s. But she was captured. She depicted some interrogations, which are really touching because you can see what torture meant. And she was finally brought into an extermination camp and was killed.
Dr. Peter says that visitors to the exhibit may view these older works in a new light following a recent nationalist surge in Europe.
The situations are different. And history is not repeating itself. But, of course, you have to learn from history. Maybe think about how to avoid developments which are not, you know, a little bit similar, not identical, and be aware of your responsibility.